Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a specialist from your own Shikli, who's close. Ignatio of the Neil Crack, Kashlita, Bechobene Beso. Taisus in Mesechus, Subis, Tesamid Aleph, writes that even in the case of the Ashes Kohen, when apparently there's only one Suffolk according to the Gemara, because the Suffolk is, if he says Pesach Pesuach, Suffolk is not Onus and Ratzon, because either way she's a Suwer, the only Suffolk is was a Tachter or not Tachter, were they married, or if they were married, their father married her off before she was three, in which case it's clear that it was tachtov because she has no basulin, so it must have been it happened after three when she was already married. It was before three, or basulin would have come back. So it's clear it was after three. It's clear it was tachtov, so the only shayla is onus or ratzon. So in those cases, we have one suffix. In fact, we have two sveikas, says Tosfos, because maybe she's a mukaseitz, maybe she was injured by a wooden stick and thus lost her basulin. So Tosfos says that since she doesn't make a taina, she doesn't make such a taina, we're not mistapik that she's a mukaseitz and a mela. We remain with one suffix. Frek the Marishan on the base and let her be believed to say she's a Basula, because Migu she could have said that she was a Mukas Eitz. Answers the Marishan, no, we don't say Migu Bisulim. And the Kasha is that we say in Baba Basle, Koflam Dalit on Mubez, that if a husband said to his wife that he says he divorced his wife, he's believed because he has the power to be Megarisher. Yad Lagarsha. And that's definitely within Migu, as the Shmaitzer writes in Shmaitzer Vav Perek Aleph, that the din of Biyada b'taras Bailim, that we have a din of Biyada, that the person has Bailus and therefore he's believed, that's only Shaykh B'Yisulim, and not B'Tavar Sheba Erva, Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaShmaitzer, Akol Panim. Shmaitzer says this midin Migu, that since he could just as easily have divorced her, we believe his story, that he divorced her already because Biyada Lagarsha. So midin migu, we could have said he could have done better. If his story weren't true, why would he say this story? Why would he lie? He could just as easily divorce her. So why would he lie and say he's already divorced? So it must be the divorce that's a migu. But this is the Ma'al Shah says that we don't say migu be surin. But lachora, this is a case of iser, right? The Marsha's assertion is that Migu applies to monetary cases, like when you go before a court, but not to a sur. And here we're dealing with an isser of a woman to her husband. So here by iter, isser, and heter, we do say Migu. So you have a case in Bava Basra, Kufla, Medalat, Amad Beis, where we do say Migu. And the Marsha says we don't say Migu by Isurim. So it appears, it says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu ga'inu zeinu, Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal, Agoin Reb Chaim, Shmuel Levitz, that there's a distinction between a Davar Sheba Erva and other Isurim. But even though by Isurim we don't say Migu, but Davar Sheba Erva we can say Migu. So this Tak is a Davar Sheba Erva, it's not regular Isurim, it's Davar Sheba Erva Isurim. So by Davar Sheba Erva we can say Migu. And the reason for this chiluk would appear as follows, that Yesh Ladun, we have to understand and discuss the chiddush of the Maharsha, that Migu is not effective by Yisurim. L'chaira, it's a kal v'chomer. That if by Momen a Migu works, as long as it's not Lahitzi, as Kol Shekain, that by Yisurim a Migu works. How can the Maharsha say that we don't say Migu by Yisurim? If it works by Momen, so it should certainly work by Yisurim. Why doesn't it work by Yisur? So we have to say that, right, if it's or at least Huadin, right, that if it works for Mammon, why shouldn't it work for Yisurim? If we have a Migu, especially if it's Nerechetz Kesisir, just like if there isn't a, if it's Migu Lahotzi Mammon, it works. So also Migu if there's no Ches Kesisir. So why don't we say Migu by Yisurim? So you have to say that the Maharsha learned that Migu is effective by Mammon is not because there's a Beirur, there's a Huchacha that he's saying the truth. But rather, as the famous Yisur of the Achronim goes, there's a Schus Taina. That's why Migu works by Mammon. What is a Schus Taina? That since he had the ability, the right, to make one taina, that he would have been believed, so that gives him the schus to be naman In the Taina that he's making now, we discussed this at length many years ago, we had a shir, and we explained the logic behind this inyan of Schus Taina. That what the Yesod HaDvarim is that he has, that's obviously one of the most common discussions in the Achronim, this Yesod of why Miga works. Is it a Bey or is it a Rochacha that he's telling the truth? Is it a proof? Or no? It's a Schus Taina. Since he had the ability to make a Taina, Shehaya Ne'eman La, he had the right to make a Taina that he'd be believed, Taina A, he'd be believed in. So that gives him the Schus, Liyos Ne'eman, B'Taina Zu, Shetoyin Achshav, that to be Ne'eman in the second Taina. And there are numerous explanations. So one is that since he could have made Taina A and Menzeche, so the Neches is already considered B'Cheskaso, as if he's already Muchzak in the Neches. That's his first Taina. And the Memela, Motzei Mechaber Alav Araya. So now after being a Raya, that's not his, because he already had a Taina that he could have made that would have made it his. So it's as if he's Muchzak. And Memela, Motzei Mechaber Alav Araya, that's Reb Shimon Shkap in his Shiurim on Bav Metzia and Simon Hay. The Sridei Eish, he talks about this in Chelek Aleph, page Reish Pei Aleph, in Yin Migu. He says that based in Taina for him, all the Tainas that he could have Tainted, it's like the Din of Taninan, that's a Sridei Eish, also Rav Gusman in the country say Shirim and Baba Basra, Simon Aleph Os Gimel Divar Maschu Gam. And then Rav Asher Weiss wants to say that since he could have been Zeuche with Taina A, he's not going to lose his schus because he chose a weaker Taina similar. Rav Nochum writes, "Shekivan sheyachol eskot b'tana, yachol litboa et chaverol la'vi ra'aya." So he's not going to lose out his schus. He can say, "Bring me a raya otherwise," but he had schus for Taina B. So he's not going to lose out because he chose to make the weaker Taina. That's the Minchas Asher and Baba Basra. Simon Yud Zayin, Os Beis, Divim Aschul Panim, Akul Panim, Rav Nochum, and Bava Basra, and Lamed Beis, and Amud Beis. So, this is all brought in the Matzeche Yabaki in the Achronim. This is all brought in the, I think, Ach Yakim Keshet Sefer on the Yesodos of the Gemara. Very, very delicious Sefer. Very easy to read and presentable, and great sources, Kitzer. Akopanim. So that's why, let's go back to our issue. So that's why Migu works. It's not a Beir, it doesn't prove that he's telling the truth. Because, in other words, if he would have, if it's a Beir, it's because if he was lying, why would he use the weaker Taina? So it must be he's telling the truth. No, it's a Schus Taina, as we just explained. And there we can say that that's all in Yimaman. He's a Schus Taina. Lini Surim. It's not Shaykh a Schus Taina. You need a Beirur. Right? Like, for example, you can't say that Beis Din Taina is for him all the possible Tainas. We're dealing with a Surim. Why is Beis Din making Tainas for him? Or since he could have been made Taina A, so the Nechus is already considered in his Rishus. By Surim that's Bechal not Shaykh. So, when it comes to Schus Taina, we only say it by Mamanus. We don't say it by Surim. By Surim, we need a Beirur, Shadavar Mutter. Ke'en ze Yadua Levar, Shita Asari Migash, which is cited in the Rosh and the Ran, beginning of the seventh parak of Shavuos. We don't say migu to pater from a shvua. As if somebody has a migu, somebody's chayav a shvua and he has a migu, we don't say this migu paters him from shvua, because to pater from a shvua, schus ne'amanus doesn't work. You need a beirur, and therefore migu is no good, because migu is only a schus for Ne'amanus, but it's a right that a person has to be believed, but it's not a Beirur. And since a Migu has no Beirur, it's only a Schus, so it doesn't pater you from the Shvuah. To pater from a Shvuah, you need a Beirur, and also by Yisurim, you need a Beirur. It's not enough to have a Schus Taina. What is a Schus Tatas? A Schus Taina in a Beis Din is no Beis Din here. But now we can explain how Dabar Sheh Be'erva Migu is effective. How? How so? Because Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashba and Arasugya write that if she says, Anuso Hayisi, Muteris Medin Bori Vishema, Bori Odif. If she says she was Anusa, so she's permitted. Why is she permitted? Because Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. And this is difficult, because L'chayra, L'shayich Din Bari, in other words, he says Pesach Pesuch, she says Anusa, we believe her because Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. L'chayra, L'shayich Din Bari Adif, Ela B'mominis, Sh'atoin Bari, Kevin Sh'tanase, Adif, Azeche B'tanase. As we're going to explain in Mishnah Shem in a future shir, L'chayra Bari is only a mamonistic thing, because since he has a better taina, so he's zochin his taina against the Shema guy. But by Surim, it's not shai chuchas taina shel bal din. So you need the Ne'emanus of Eid Echot. So how's Bari V'Shema enough to be Matir? So how can we say by Anusa, you see, how do we say that it's Bari V'Shema? There's no... It's not Shai Chilchus Tainus Shel based him when we deal with Shel Baal Din by Yisurim. So as we explained in a recent shiur, in our series of shiurim on Ksubas Perak Aleph, we've been going through the shiurim of Reino Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, Lechet Tzadik Bevracha. And if in life I can just be a mouthpiece for Ma'oreinu V'Rabbi Seinu, so that would be a good reason to exist. So I try to be that as well as I can. So we explained in a recent shiur that Dabar Sheh Be'erva is different than other Isurim. Dabar Sheh Be'erva, there is a din based. And there are Baalei Dvarim. And therefore, it is Shayach Hilchus Tainus, that you have Tainus between the two sides. And since in Hilchus Tainus, Bari V'Shema, Bari Adiv, Harezu Muteres, and since in the laws of Tainus, Bari V'Shema, Bari Adiv, so this woman who says Anusa, since we're dealing with the world of Beisdin, so she's permitted. And the truth is, by Yisurim, it's not Shaykh Bar, but Din Bari V'Shem Bari Adif, because Ein Tzarech B'hu Le'Beis Din, V'Ein Shem Hilchas Tainis, V'Lo Shaykh Klal Divrei, Dvarim Shedvarim Shelo Yo'ilu, B'Shvi La'Hatir Le. B'Yisurim Lo'i Mahani Dvarei, Lek Sheish Lo Ne'amanu Shel Eid Echot. V'Lo Shaykh Dvarim Shelo Yo'ilu, B'Shvi La'Hatir Le. So, if it was just in the world of Isurim, then her Bari wouldn't be effective unless she had the Ne'amanus of Eid Echad. But otherwise, her Bari, her Bari wouldn't help. But here we're dealing with Dvarishim Be'erva is different than other Isurim, because here you take a go in front of the Beis Din, and there's a Tain and a Nitan. So by Dabar Sheh Be'erva, we do say that Bari Adif, Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif. And based on this, we can also make a chiluk, also the inyan migu, sherak b'yisurim lo imahani migu, shekevan, she'ein bahem, hilchis tainis, shel baal din, lo yishayich b'hu gam hilchis ne'amonus, shel migu, k'mo shebi'arnu, ma she'ein kem b'dabar Sheh Be'erva, sheshayach bahem, Shayach bo, Hilchus Tainus v'din Bari v'Shema. Shayach bo, afilu din migu. Shizchus ha-ne'amonus b'tainus shayachol litoin, yesh lo b'tainus v'shutoin achshav. So we can also make a chiluk l'ginyan migu, that only by Yisurim. A migu is not effective, because since we don't have Hilchus Tainus of Beis Din, so there's no ne'amonus of migu. You're going to tell me there's a schus taina. There's a schus taina in front of Beis Din. There's no Beis Din. Shankim b'dabar Sheh Be'erva, there's hilchus tainas, like in Bari V'Shema. So we also have a din migu, that the schus ne'amon, yes, she has a schus ne'amonos, with the taina that she could have tainted. So yeah, there is a toin v'nitan, there's a toin nitan, there's a schus of nemanus. As we explained earlier, right? She has the right to be believed for the reasons we explained earlier. So that only applies, that explanation of migu, that only applies in front of a beis din. And davar she'be'er was tak in front of a beis din. So we can explain that the beis din, like we saw in the Sri Aish, the beis din is toin b'shvilo, is kol ha'tainas she'yochel liton. Ken din taninan. Or since the person, she could have been zoich and taina A, so she's also doesn't lose the schus of taina A because she's taina B. But maybe you can even say, according to the first mahalach, that since the nechus is b'schud b'cheskasa, it's kilu muchzik bo, motzav rechal v'ray here also, since there's a taina here that is mezakeh the person, so it's as if there's already a het there. And Mimele, you need to prove otherwise. Akopanim, when we're sitting in front of a beis din, this is Reb Chaim Zisod, when we come in front of a beis din, we have a rule of migu of schus ne'emanus. They have the schus of the second taina as well, the taina they didn't make, and therefore they're believed. And that's the distinction between a surim and davar she'be'erva. By davar she'be'erva, there's no schus taina because there's no beis din, there's no toin v'nitan. Why is davar she'be'erva? There is. So therefore, when the husband says gerashti, he's neman b'migo because it's a davar she'be'erva. And like the Shemaitz explains, he's not neman midin bailam that it's biyado legarsha. So midin biyado that he has bailus over it, he can also say that he already divorced her. But rather, it's as the Shemaitz explains, it's a migo. That why would he use this story if he could just go ahead and divorce her? And therefore, at the end of Shemaitzev of Perak Aleph. And therefore, this Shabiyado Lagarsha gives him a schus ne'amanos. Mashein kein, v'emer pesach pesuch matzasi, she'eno ne'aman el midin, shabia nafshe, chticha di yisure. By Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, he's believed because he's making her a chaticha sisser. And that's not a davar she'be'erva, but stam isurim. Like we explained earlier, this is just, we don't believe him on the davar she'be'erva part, we just believe him on the isser part we talked about in the name of the Nesivis. We were marich in a recent shir. So this is not, it doesn't bechlal have a status of chaticha di sur. We don't know what happened, we just know that she's a sur because he said she's a sur. But it's not considered a davar she'be'erva. And so therefore there the Maharsha says, She'ein an amenas leimar besula yisi midin migu. Why not? Because by Yisurim, and here we're dealing with Yisurim, l'shayich ne'amanus shel migu. You don't have an amanus of migu. By Yisurim, you don't have a schus taina. And here we're dealing with stam Yisurim when he says Pesach Pesuch, because Shabi nafshichatichat Yisura, it's the world of Yisur, not davar she'be'erva. And Mimela, she's not ne'aman b'migu that she could have said. Besula, Mesula Hayisi, midin migu that she could have said mukaseitz. She doesn't have a migu, so we're dealing merely with isurim. But by davar she'be'erva, for example, that he says gerashti as ishti, there we believe him because of the migu that biyada lagarsha. Okay, so that's one chiluk between davar she'be'erva and isurim. And if God is good to us, and God is always good to us, Baruch Hashem. So it's Hashem in the coming shir. We are going to see another mahalach to be mechalek between these two inyanim, between davar she'be'erva and isurim, as far as migu is concerned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Lina d'Amashich.